Chapter 3. The heavy gray brows that lay like small storm clouds over Jacob Blanchard's deep-set eyes arched in an angry frown as he listened to Troy's report.
"Did this nosy stranger have a name?"
the old man asked.
"I think he said it was Grayson,"
Troy answered.
"Grayson,"
Jacob responded heatedly, for he was familiar with the name.
"He's a damn bounty hunter and a dangerous one. He's come looking for Billy. There ain't no doubt about it. Where is he now? Still in town?"
"I don't know for sure," Troy replied. "Roy Brown said he was asking how to get out here to the house, but I didn't pass him on the way out from town. So maybe he just rode on to Dodge City like he told me and Slate."
"Not likely," Jacob fumed. "He came to Black Horse Creek for a reason, and that reason is Billy."
He paused for a moment, thinking about what Troy had just said.
"I wish to hell he would come out here. I'd be glad to talk to him, and he wouldn't be bothering nobody else after that."
"What do you reckon we ought to do, Pa?" Troy asked.
Still fuming over the situation, one that he felt should not have gotten this far, he said,
"You should have never let that bastard get out of your sight, and he should have had an accident on his way out here to my house. Damn bounty hunter. He used to be a deputy marshal, but he ain't no more, so nobody would miss him. They sure as hell wouldn't care what happened to him. But that can't be helped now, damn it. First thing is to ride up to the line camp and tell Billy to stay put and keep his eyes open. And tell him not to get any ideas about riding into town to raise hell. He's been up at that line camp long enough to get ruddy and itching to go stir up some trouble. It don't take but a few days for Billy."
"That's the truth," Troy said. "You want me to ride up there in the morning?"
"I want you to ride up there tonight, before he decides he's gotta go let off some steam somewhere," his father told him.